wondering if you could elaborate or talk a little bit more about the, you mentioned like when the mind, let's say, goes off into busyness or whatever, and just to recognize that there's more there.
Right.
It's not just, you know, that particular quality, but.
Right. Yeah, and it probably touches on some of the things I mentioned last night in the Saturday night talk. That's the source-oriented, going back to the source of the experience, recognizing that, there's the mood of the mind, but that mood arises and ceases. But then within the kind of the, it does arise and cease within a sphere of awareness. And we can know that. Now we can be a witness to that. So it's one of the qualities that Ajahn Mun emphasized over and over again in terms of his training and how he taught his students. That this called Siki Puto, which is like being a witness for oneself. And that sense of being a witness, being coming back to the a foundation of knowing and recognizing that, yeah, there are the different moods, but we can witness them, we can recognize them, we can see them. So it has a more fundamental quality than the arising and ceasing of the moods. It doesn't mean that it's, I was talking about last night, or sort of, how the monks question Ajahn Chah, sort of, oh, is that the original mind? And he said, well, and Ajahn Chah said, well, you can call it what you want, but as soon as you attach to it, it's going to create suffering for you. But still, it's another aspect that we can be attentive to, and it has a different quality than the moods and the busyness. It has a much more settling quality.